Well, Coventry Yard, believe it or not, was almost what forced me to close. Lou Zipkin, he came in about 74, 75. He was a young, very aggressive real estate person. He wanted to do some neat chops, but he had a whole new concept of doing it because he'd traveled the world and seen different things. The only problem was he needed my space to finish the mall, and he wanted me to move out back. I didn't really want to move back there. And see, when I first started in 72, the rent was really, really cheap. My rent was $250 a month, but we could barely make that back then. So I kept paying this $250, the whole lease, and here Lewis came up. He says, "You don't have a lease." I said, "Well, yes, I do. I got a lease." He goes, "No, it's not recorded properly, and we're going to want to move you out to the back." And my mom was there. She didn't like him even to come into the store. She was, "You can't do that to my son. He's a hardworking, you know," she's there all the time. I'm like, "Oh, Mom, please." But you know how moms can be. So we're paying $250 a month rent. He said, "My rent's going to be $1,250. And to me, it was like a death sentence. Because remember, at that point, I wasn't making any money. I mean, I was lucky living at home, and we're selling very little bit of stuff. And to me, not knowing business, at that point, it was like a death sentence. Boy, was there an uproar. He became the villain of the district. People were always writing bad things about him because he's trying to close poor little companies. And it's funny, I laugh now because we sit on the special improvement board now together. And, you know, I said, "My mom would be rolling over grave if she knew I did projects with you now."